Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. Been sharing with you this week so far on the subject of procrastination. What does it mean to procrastinate? Procrastinate means to put off that which we know we should be doing for a more convenient season. And I think all of us have experienced that. I share just, I think, pretty much every day, different scenarios, different things, tasks, work, different things that need to be done, whether it's on the farm, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, maybe in the kitchen, in the garden, wherever it is, things that need to be done, and we'd rather do something else instead. So we go read a book, we go bake a cake, we go fishing, whatever it is, rather than doing what needs to be done, putting it off for a more convenient season. You know, the Bible actually gives us illustrations of folks that did that. Beginning of the week, I shared one in from the book of Acts, another one from the book of Luke. And, the Bible very clearly talks about that aspect of our human nature. And, there are times when it just might be all right to procrastinate and put something off for a more convenient season. But there are some times when procrastination is not good and it is not right, and especially when it has to do with being prepared to meet the Lord Jesus, then it is not good to procrastinate. Folks, we need to be ready to meet our Lord. Yesterday I spoke about the parable that Jesus gave us in Matthew 25, speaking of a Jewish wedding. And the parable here of what we call the parable of the 10 virgins, how there were 5 wise and 5 foolish virgins. The 5 wise had oil, extra oil with them. The 5 foolish virgins did not. And when the bridegroom came, the 5 foolish virgins were caught. They weren't ready to meet the bridegroom. They did not have extra oil, and they needed it. The 5 wise had extra oil. Jesus made a very interesting statement at the end of that parable, and he said this, "Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh." And folks, we don't. We don't know what day, we don't know the hour when Jesus will come again. In fact, Jesus himself said, even he doesn't know the day nor the hour, not even the angels in heaven. God himself, only God himself knows that day and the hour when that will happen. Jesus Christ is the bridegroom. The church is the bride. Those who have accepted Christ as their Savior and have been born again into the kingdom of God, they are the bride, the church of Christ. Someday, folks, someday the trumpet will sound. Jesus will return. Will you be ready when that trumpet sounds? Are you living as though he could come at any minute? Are you ready to meet God right now? Or do you need to forgive someone? Do you need to go talk to someone? Do you need to make an apology? Maybe you need to go make restitution. Maybe there's other things you need to do. Well, don't put it off. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait for a more convenient season. Don't wait till you get around to it. No. Take care of it. Take care of it now. Interesting thing is, the apostles, we read in the New Testament, the apostles were expecting the return of Jesus at any time. And that's documented in Scripture. They spoke of living in the last days. Now, that was 2,000 years ago. Think of it. They said then they were living, you read it in the New Testament. They said they're living in the last days. Well, that was 2,000 years ago. Think how much nearer it must be today. Our waking thoughts should be, Jesus may come today. And we need to keep that frame of mind all day long. I tell you, it would make a huge difference in our world and in our lives if we kept that frame of mind all day. Jesus said, I will come again. We need to live like he really meant what he said. There's another fact of life that we all need to reckon with, and that is the Bible says it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. James, the Apostle James, spoke about the same thing in chapter 4. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. Did you get that? Do you understand that? James was saying here, you know, life is like a vapor. And that's only a few seconds long. You go out in the cold morning and you can see your breath as you breathe. It's here one moment, and seconds later, it's gone. And James is equating our life to that. We have no idea how long our life is. We all had a start. All of us will have a finish. For some of us, it's short. For others, it's longer. None of us know when will be our last day. We have no promise of life tomorrow. Life is very fragile. One of us could be taken out of this life today yet. Heart attacks happen, aneurysms happen, car accidents happen, farm accidents happen, all kinds of things happen. You name it. We don't know when our life will be gone. We could die in our sleep tonight. You can die in your easy chair tomorrow. We have no promise of tomorrow. But what we need to do is we need to be prepared to meet God. Why put off the preparation? Why procrastinate? Don't be a fool. Get right with God while there is yet time. We have no promise of tomorrow. But as I said earlier, the problem is, for all of us living folks, there's always been a tomorrow. For thousands of years, it's been that way. There's been a tomorrow for someone, literally, but not for everybody. You see, I don't know of anybody today that's 200 years old. There is no one that age because we just don't live that long. We live, we die. Are you ready to meet the Lord? Have you made the preparations to meet God? Jesus said, I will come again. Living like Jesus really meant what he said. Or we may die. Tonight, you might breathe your last breath. Or I might. Are we ready to meet the Lord? The Lord be with you as you ponder these thoughts throughout the day. I trust that these thoughts will be a means of stirring our hearts to be prepared to meet our Lord, the God who created us. Prepare to meet thy God. May the Lord bless you.